I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, January 11. Coming up, Jamaica Constabulary Force to receive equipment to aid recovery of stolen phones, NWC to build water treatment facility in St. Catherine, and nearly 250,000 NHF cardholders accessed benefits in 2017. The details after the break.
Parents, how do you think your children feel when they are beaten?
I feel so sad when my mother beats me.
It makes me feel so angry.
I feel embarrassed, and I feel like you just don't care.
It has been proven that coercive parenting is directly linked to the aggression your children are displaying in schools. The National Parenting Support Commission is imploring you, parents, rethink your actions. Stop beating your children.
A message from the National Parenting Support Commission in collaboration with Ministry of Education, Youth and Information for Improved Safety and Security in Schools.
Now the news. The National Security Ministry is to procure equipment to enable the security forces to recover stolen cellular phones. Portfolio Minister Robert Montague says the equipment is expected to arrive on the island within 6 to 8 weeks and will be rolled out following a period of training by the suppliers.
We will be deploying in a phased basis. It is estimated very conservatively that approximately 2,400 cell phones are stolen per year. And if you put a nominal value of $10,000, you end up at about $24 million in stolen goods and property.
Mr. Montague was speaking at a ceremony to hand over 14,000 Jamaica Constabulary Force 150th anniversary commemorative pins at the Police Commissioner's Office in St. Andrew Thursday. The system will initially be limited to a specific geographic area. As part of ongoing plans to modernize the operations of the National Water Commission, NWC, the entity is looking to install a 5-megawatt photovoltaic system on the Mona Reservoir. NWC President Mark Barnett says the panels will be placed on a floating barge and used to generate solar power to help reduce the company's energy bill.
The consultant to do the study should be submitting their bids around about the 21 of this month. And that study, I presume, should take probably about 3 to 4 months. Once it is deemed to be viable, I'm sure that procurement should start later this year, calendar year.
The NWC president was addressing a JIS think tank session Thursday. He adds that a memorandum of understanding was signed with the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica to carry out a pilot with plans to install an additional 5-megawatt system in other NWC facilities if it proves successful. Meanwhile, the National Water Commission, NWC, has announced plans to build a 15-million-gallon water treatment facility at Rio Cobre in St. Catherine. NWC President Mark Barnett says a private entity has been contracted to build the facility, with construction set to get underway later this year. Mr. Barnett says the facility will serve communities in Kingston, Portmore, and Spanish Town.
Coupled with that, as I indicated, is an NRW component because this is water which we will be purchasing from that special purpose vehicle arrangement. And at the same time, we have to be mindful that we can't afford to allow our distribution to be in such a state where most of the water that we're now purchasing, unlike when we produce by ourselves, goes to waste. And so an NRW component is complementary to that arrangement to at least reduce our losses to about 30%.
The NWC president was speaking at a JIS think tank session Thursday. And nearly 250,000 Jamaicans accessed benefits using their National Health Fund NHF cards at participating pharmacies across the island in 2017. Chief Executive Officer of the NHF, Everton Anderson, says approximately 4,100,100 claims were submitted. The NHF spent just over $4.3 billion in subsidy payment for NHF card holders, slightly more than the $4.1 billion paid out in 2016. Patients with hypertension had the highest number of claims with nearly 20,000, followed by arthritis with just about 13,000, vascular disease at nearly 13,000, and high cholesterol with 12,405 claims. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.